T-Mobile.
T-KD2VNG, how's it going?
I'm on the way back to the house. Had to do my grocery shopping today. Had to go two places because they didn't have everything I needed in the first place, so went home, unloaded, ate breakfast, and went back out to take care of going to the other stop. And I got most everything I needed as of right now.
It's pretty much the same thing. And I still don't see where there's a major disruption in the supply chain as of yet, but that might still be coming. You know, at least everyone's not hoarding up toilet paper anymore.
Put a limit on what you can buy when they've got some. It's like I went into the Bilo store this morning. They had their brand and they had Northern, and that was it and all. But, you know, it is what it is. I got a pack just to get me some to put back as a backup. So, you know, it's just one of those feel-good things that I didn't have to buy a lot. But between the two stops, I spent about $175 today. And all, because the coffee maker I had that I bought recently, I didn't spend that much for it, and it crapped out. So I went and found me a new Keurig. That way I'm assured of it's covered, and if anything goes wrong, they'll replace it for me. So that's a good thing.
End up tossing out coffee makers is the glass carafe always breaks. And a lot of times you'll be able to get just that particular part, you know, for that particular coffee maker or something similar that'll fit it, but a lot of times not. So you end up throwing away perfectly good coffee makers.
I've still got a coffee maker at the house if I want to make a pot of coffee. But this is the little ones to make the single cups, which I drink mostly because I don't drink but one, maybe two in the morning. And, you know, but it's nice to have something that'll make a cup real quick. And the one I got was giving me problems. Like I said, I bought a cheap one. It wasn't but $20. And it started giving me problems. And water, instead of going in the cup, was going everywhere around on the counter and everything else. And I've cleaned it I don't know how many times. And called the deal manufacturer, and they said, well, you know, you'll have to ship it back to us before we'll ship you another one. I said, that wasn't going to happen because I didn't pay for $20 for it to start with, and it would have cost me $25 to ship it back to them.
I don't drink that much coffee anymore for some reason. I guess I'm just, I've become immune to caffeine. When I was younger, that was, caffeine and nicotine. You go in the morning to the office, you have your three cups of coffee, half a cigarette, and you're good for the day. I gotta start taking my nicotine gum again. I haven't been doing that either.
I never was a cigarette smoker or anything like that. Occasionally a pipe years ago. And it's been 30 years since I last smoked a pipe, so. And I drink decaffeinated coffee, just like I drink decaffeinated tea and decaffeinated drinks. So, you know, I get wound up enough as it is without having to add caffeine to the rank of things. And as long as my doctor says, you know, what I'm doing is good, I'm going to keep doing it. Because like I said, when I brew a pot of coffee now, I've got some of that half calves, because when you brew a pot, you need a little bit of caffeine in it when you can have that much.
So I haven't picked up a cigarette or anything else in about, 15, almost 20 years maybe, but I don't know if I was talking about this with you or someone else. The pharmacological benefits of nicotine, if you can absorb it some other way other than by smoking, you know, it's a stimulant. It gets your brain going. This is a proven fact. Your memory gets better, your learning gets better. You retain what you learn. And it is a mild antidepressant, and it is an appetite suppressant. Oh, and if you have bowel problems like I do, it's also an anticholinergic.
I had that problem, and like I said, never got hooked on it, so never went there. I learned when I was about 6 years old, my mother gave me a cigarette, took a puff off of it, and I was sick for 3 days. That right there cured me of ever wanting to smoke cigarettes, even though she was a smoker. And all, my dad was a pipe smoker occasionally, but that and all. But it is what it is, and all. But like I said, I've made my rounds. I'm going to go back to the house and get hunkered in, find me something for lunch. I might have me a couple of hot dogs or a ham sandwich or roast beef sandwich or something like that. And just work on things I got to get done this afternoon and call on that tonight and minor things like that. Just stuff to keep me busy, you know.
Sounds like you're getting close to your house. I guess I'll let you go. Yeah, I'm sitting here in front of Dollar General. Let me see if there's anything I may need there. And aside from that, I'm pretty much going to do the same thing. I got nothing, you know, nothing to do, nowhere to go. So you take care. W2T, KD2B, and G. I'll be clear on your final one.
All right, Glenn. We'll catch you later. 73, W2T Mobile for another minute.
Minute? Gee, I got to fill the airtime with 1 minute. I forget who I was talking about this with, but if you could divorce nicotine from lighting tobacco on fire and inhaling it, nicotine by itself is actually a good stimulant, anti-anxiety, whatever. So I got to chew my bits of nicotine gum. But other than that, I'm going to go home and make a pot of, I got some spare chicken. I'm making chicken soup, and that's pretty much about it. So I guess I'll catch you later. KD2BNG, I'll be clear. I'm going to go see what Dollar General has. 73s, you have a good one.